Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting set for the series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake alongside a very proud former Duke baseball player, Ethan Murray. Ethan, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Duke Blue Devils having a hot weekend in regionals. How much you been enjoying it?
Oh, I've been locked in. I got some family in town, so we've just been watching every chance we get. It's fun to watch them play with so much energy. Can't complain.
Well, how about for you, someone who played with the program and got to play in a regional? How fun is it for you to see guys that you played with in your college days still playing in regionals today?
I mean, it's awesome. I think Damon Lux, Aaron Beasley are two names that come to mind with guys from my class who are still there making an impact right now. I mean, it's just fun to see all the success they're having and how much fun they're having. Like, it's there's been a bit of a culture shift, and it's pretty evident to see. It's fun to be a part of, even if I'm in Biloxi, Mississippi.
How impressive is it for you to see that culture shift? Because your class was really the one that started it with winning that ACC title in 2021.
I mean, it's happened fast, and I'm going to say it again. It's a credit to Chris Pollard. He's just a steady, steady force who keeps the guys going out each and every day and doing what they do best. It's pretty simple. He's the man.
Talking about playing and it being a lot of fun, you've had a lot of fun on the field since the start of May. Bit of a slow start this year in Biloxi, but ever since the calendar flipped to May, you've just been on one massive five-week hot stretch. What's been the key to that for you?
Honestly, just simplifying. Came into the year trying to do a little bit too much. I think I did the same thing last year, but this year it's really just been simplifying my approach and saying I'm going to hit the fastball to right center field, and if it's a breaking ball, I'm going to yank it. I'm trying to just dumb it down as simple as I can, because baseball, it's really easy to get in your head.
Talking about just taking the fastball to right center field, you poked one out to right center a couple days ago. How good did that feel to get one out, and what's one of the hardest places to get one out in this ballpark?
I surprised myself, I'll be honest with you. Like, in college, I don't think I hit one opposite field homer. And I think my first career homer in Pro Bowl was actually opposite field in Carolina. But that was the first one I hit. I was like, oh, I got that thing good.
How much does that help the confidence in getting more comfortable in Double-A? Just 10 games here in Biloxi last year, but here in game 51, you've played in a majority of them in Biloxi in 2023.
I mean, it's just been huge. I love going out every day and competing. And like you said, it's easier to get comfortable when you go out and you play every single day. I like playing in a lot of different positions, and that helps me stay on the field.
Talking about playing a lot of positions, you've seemed to have made an incredible defensive play every single day for about the past 2 weeks. How much pride do you take in the defensive side of the game?
A lot. Simply put, I put a lot of pride into that. I work really hard to stay as consistent as possible and make the routine plays look routine, and then try and make the hard plays look a little bit easier than they should be. That's sort of what I pride my game on, is just staying consistent and knowing that the pitchers know that I have their back.
How good does it make you feel when it seems to be building day after day after day? No matter what position you're playing, no matter where it is up the middle, you're making a great play.
I mean, it's fun. Like, I love making a great play, looking up at my pitcher and giving him a point, like saying, I got you. Like, the ball comes my way, I got you.
Off the field stuff, you are a proud owner of a glove company, Emerald Gloves. How did that come about?
So that started, I want to say, I started formulating like the brand, the logo, back in 2020 during COVID, when everybody was just bored looking for something to do. So I created the logo, I created the name of the brand, but I didn't really decide what I wanted to do with it. At first it was like clothing, and then it sort of morphed into this baseball equipment kind of thing. And right now I've been focusing on gloves, and it's just, I made a lot of cold calls, reached out to some people, got some samples, and eventually settled on a really good manufacturer based out of China who gives me a really, really good product to give to a lot of pro guys.
When speaking of pro guys, the team you play for and the affiliate you play for has gotten into the action. How fun has that been?
It's been fun. I mean, all the coordinators come into town, they're like, hey, can I get a glove for my son's birthday? I'm like, heck yeah, I got you. Like, it's a pretty simple process. I try and take a lot of the stress out of customizing a glove and sort of give them a bunch of different options in terms of colors, logos, all the different options that I can do for them. I try and dumb it down and give them basically exactly what they want the way they want it.
What's been your favorite part of doing it all?
Favorite part? I mean, I talk to a lot of different people. I've met a lot of people. A lot of people reach out to me on Instagram with products, ideas, like Mikey, for example, has pitched a catching training glove with like half of a web. Like it's stuff like that you don't think about, and it's something that I can expand into.
Shameless plug time. Where can they find the Emerald Gloves?
Right now we're on Instagram at Emerald Baseball, EMURALD. Just send us a DM and then we'll get working on something.
Well, there we go. I think we know a guy who can get working on it right away.
That's me. I got you.
Well, Ethan, thanks much for joining us. Hoping there's good news for your Blue Devils coming later today.
I know. I'll be locked in as soon as this game wraps up. Hopefully we catch a W in Biloxi and then the Blue Devils can catch a W over at Coastal.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos at 5:05.